This episode of the Steve Des Island Podcast is brought to you by GetSocialExposure.com. This site is designed to help people with Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, Instagram, and Pinterest accounts to get more social recognition by purchasing likes, follows, or views. Come on, people. It's the 21st century. Right now, the internet is being overcrowded by people. And what great way to get attention than GetSocialExposure.com. You're guaranteed likes, follows, or views to get you to that next level, to get you featured. And other people, your real crowd, is going to follow you or is going to find your product or item thanks to GetSocialExposure.com. It's new quality with, you know, hardworking companies and products are launching every day, and sometimes the only way that they can compete with household names giants is to develop their brand through social media. So GetSocialExposure.com is going to help you reach that goal. This episode is also brought to you by FastCardGames.com and GreatGamesForGirls.net. Are you a gamer like me? If you are a gamer like me, listen up. Fast-car-games.com is a website that has top quality games, including car games, racing games, sports, action, cards, and puzzle games. Again, that website is fast-cars-games.com. That's fast-card-games.com. And then the second website is greatgamesforgirls.net. Hey, girls, I got you included here, okay? So no dashes for this one, just one word after the other. greatgamesforgirls.net. This is an ultra-girl-friendly online game website with absolutely awesome top-quality games for girls. There are dress-up games, cooking games, makeup games, and makeover games. Again, the website is greatgamesforgirls.net. This podcast is also brought to you by LucentBay.com. LucentBay.com is an online jewelry store that specializes in selling rings, pendants, earrings, bracelets, and all body part jewelries. And they're very affordable and custom made for you, man. So every single girl out there that's looking for that 14 karat affordable gold body type of jewelry or fashion jewelry, go to LucentBay.com. And to all my fellas, hey, you got that new girlfriend, man? You want to bling her out? You need to show her some style. What about getting her some fine jewelry from LucentBay.com? Man, you can find anything from rings, bonus packs, jewelry, so you don't have to buy multiple single items. You can just get packs from there, pendants, earrings, bracelets, you name it. Go to LucentBay.com for more details. Alrighty, guys, let's get this podcast cracking lacking.
You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des in the freaking building. Yeah, it's me, Steve Des, here with a brand new Steve Des Island Podcast. The podcast I bring the most talented and wonderful and amazing friends that I have out here in Hollywood, which they come here and share their talent with the world. And now they're here in the podcast, so you guys can say hi to them and stuff, and we can talk about things that are happening in the world and in our lives and things like that. And today's guest is a really, really, really special guest, because this person is multi-talented. And when I mean multi-talented, I really mean multi-talented. This person writes. This person edits. This person is a great stand-up comedian. This person can play different types of instruments, like the ukulele, for example. That's when I met you, while you were doing stand-up and playing the ukulele. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up. Put your hands together for the one, the only, Lizzie
Civitz.
Civitz.
It's a hard one.
It's a hard one. No, it's not that hard, actually.
It's hard for people to, like, read it and say it. Like, if I say it, you can repeat it, but if people read it, it turns into, like, Livy Stibitz. It's too many Z's and I's and T's for people to. There's one T.
I had a Taiwanese girl here one time, her last name is kind of hard to pronounce.
Does it have, like, a noise that we don't make in English?
No, it was like, Liao.
Yeah, no, it's like,
some African
start out
chant.
A little casual racism.
Pretty much. See, and that's why I like stuff for a second. I go like, yo, say your last name. Come on. You gotta say it first.
You did that knowing eye contact. Like, I'm just gonna hold out this last vowel in your first
like right
name
there,
until
so you drop it in.
Lizzie, how long would it? I should have just let you.
I was gonna say I just didn't want to mispronounce it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I'm like really like aware of. I'm like, I don't want to mispronounce nobody's name.
Yeah.
Especially their last name too.
Yeah, then you just look like that we're not really your special friends. Just
yeah.
People you're pulling in off the streets.
They're like, oh, well, you got this person, Steve. Oh, right at the 7-Eleven. I just went and I said, hey, who wants to do my podcast?
All right.
And you were like, yo.
I hang around a lot of 7-Elevens generally. That's my local hangout.
Pretty much. I didn't know that you like rap so much.
Oh, I love rap. And, you know, I love rap so much that I know that your intro song is Calle 13. That was Muerte in Hawaii. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Muerte in Hawaii. Yeah, yeah. And I'm from an island, actually. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I'm from an island near Seattle, Bainbridge Island, Washington.
Oh,
so
wow.
So I am perfect.
That is awesome. And you listen to Calle 13 too?
Un poco.
Oh my.
I really, my favorite is Latino America.
I don't know who that is.
No, that's like their number one song.
Oh, their song. I thought that was a group.
No. I actually know all the words to that in Spanish too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is really mind-blowing. I never in a million years thought... Like, I thought you were this person that you just love indie music.
Oh,
probably,
yeah?
Probably the Fratellis from England. Yeah, watch out. It's IKEA. That breaks.
It's three legs. The fourth leg is just trust in the Swedish.
Pretty much. Yeah, and you recently just went to England.
Yeah.
I want to know all about that because I never been to Europe at all, period.
Yeah.
And I want to know, did you catch a disease?
Yeah, I did. The anti-America disease. No, I'm just kidding. I've never been more patriotic than when I was in England. There were so many, like, snide comments, like, implying that it was a bad idea for us to declare independence.
Mm.
I was like, are you still bitter about this? That was a while ago. But, yeah, no, I don't love England. I love Spain. You're getting a notification on your thing.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I love Spain. I love Ireland. I love Poland, even though they're pretty anti-Semitic. But England, it was just like everything is so.
They're really rude.
It was so expensive. Like I would be eating at Subway, and it would be like $12. And like if I wanted to go to a restaurant and have like fish and chips, it would be like $30. It was just like it was so expensive. I was like so unaware of how much money I was spending.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, nobody was really very friendly. I mean. I think if I had been in, like, the English countryside, it would have been different. The thing about London is it's like New York. It's, like, people just living their lives. And they have no time for the stupid American rolling around a suitcase with a broken wheel, being like, how do I use the tube? So, they're not super friendly.
What about the food? Is it a big...
It's bad. It's actually a stereotype that English food is bad. And it is. It's really bad. What was the best thing you had
in England?
I honestly had a stomachache the entire time I was in England. I love food, as you can tell.
I mean, yeah. You said you just went to Subway. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because it was like I was eating at these nice restaurants and being like, I need something familiar because this tastes bad. Like, okay, so if you go into like one of their stores, like a supermarket, like a Ralph's, right? Like they have like a Ralph's in the U.S. They have like pre-made sandwiches or Trader Joe's, any supermarket really. And a lot of people grab lunch at these places because it's cheap. And London is so expensive. So like they have this place called Tesco and Sainsbury's where a lot of people just run in and grab sandwiches and stuff. And like the sandwich selection is disgusting. Like there's not like a turkey sandwich. Like that's not an option. I literally, there's like 50 different sandwiches and there's no turkey. It's like tuna and sweet corn or prawns and mayonnaise. Prawns and mayonnaise is like the big thing over there.
Ew.
And it's, are you serious? And it looks like it's sitting in like a gas station case. And I'm like, how long is this prawns and mayonnaise sandwich?
And people just go and buy it like, hey, can I have another one, please?
Yeah.
This is really good.
The line for the prawns and the mayonnaise is out the door.
Did you notice the difference of dialects in there?
A little, I think, yeah, and that's what's interesting, too, is it's such a place where, like, you're born into, like a status and you stay in that status. It's in, like, I was walking one day and I wanted to get some food and I stopped at, like, this little mom and pop diner or whatever, and they had, like, the most, like, Cockney accents, like, hello, welcome, like, you want, what can I do for you? And, like, just, like, very obviously, like, lower, I don't know how to not sound like an idiot, like a classist moron, but whatever the lower class in England
is.
The poor people, the whales.
People in Wales are poor, right?
I don't know. The Welsh. I have a friend from Wales, and I once said, she's stupid. I said, how many people are there in Wales? And she goes, I'm going to have to go ahead and guess there's 50,000 people. I was like, 50,000? There's way more than 50,000 people. So that's a weird side story. But no, so I go in there, and this Spanish couple comes in, and they're like trying to order, but they're not super good at English. And like, while they're like ordering, the woman starts going on this racist tirade, being like, if I was going to go to Spain, I would learn Spanish. And like, it was like insane. I was like, really? You have to learn? Like, that severely limits your travel opportunities. Like, I'd love to go to Asia, but I have to learn Vietnamese, Thai, Chinese, Japanese.
I got stupid for a second. I was going to say, you gotta learn Asian?
Oy. Yeah, that's okay. We all speak American.
Pretty much. But and you went also to Spain as well.
Well, I went to Spain a while ago when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
When I graduated from high school, and that was really fun because I speak a little Spanish, and it was cool to like be able to like get around and that, you know, hear the different things they say there. Like, they say, like, vale for, like, everything. Vale.
I actually had a teacher in Puerto Rico that all the time she was saying vale. And
was
I'm like,
she
you're
Spanish?
Not from Spain. No. I'm like, well, Puerto Ricans, in a way, we are Spaniards. Mm-hmm. But in a way, we're not. Mm-hmm. Like, because, mm-hmm. like, the original mixture of the Puerto Rican is, like, Eastern African, the Native American that we had there, and mm-hmm. the Spaniards that came mm-hmm. and colonized. That's the combination of Puerto Rican. The white, yeah. Yeah. Mulatto, and then the
mulatto.
Black.
That sounds like a frappuccino.
A frappuccino? Hey, Starbucks.
Isn't
you want the new mulatto?
Isn't like mulatte like a thing?
Mulatte? I don't know.
I feel like it's like a half chocolate, half vanilla.
I don't drink coffee, like, period.
Really?
I rely on natural energy.
Wow. Well, I wish I could. If I did, I would be asleep.
I actually haven't had a cup of coffee ever since I moved out here.
Wow.
And I've been out here 2.5 years now.
Steve Dez is solar powered.
Yeah. It was before I even made the move out here, I slept 2 hours every day because I had two jobs and I was going to college as well.
Yeah.
And plus, whenever, you know, sometimes I had girlfriends, sometimes I didn't. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's a lot. It's rough.
It's a rough life.
That's what I'm saying. It's really rough.
And you didn't, but you drank coffee then when you had 2 hours.
Yeah. I would drink, not even coffee. It was more energy drinks. I would drink a lot of energy drinks. A lot of Monsters, a lot of Sobe.
I've only ever had a Red Bull. I feel like Red Bull is a trusted one. Like, I trust Red Bull, but Monster looks like scary.
Actually, so a kid in Puerto Rico died of a Red Bull. Not of a one. He drank like two or three.
Was that the official diagnosis?
In a row.
Just death by Red Bull?
Death by Red Bull.
The doctor... Well, it looks like your son's been killed by a Red Bull. I'm sorry. Is it bad to make fun of some
too soon.
Your friend's
too
death?
Soon. Nah, it's not my friend.
Okay.
It was just in the news. Like, my mom called me. She was like, don't drink Red Bull. Steve, don't drink Red Bull, okay? I mean,
your mom sounds like an uptight white woman.
I know. That was a really bad impression of my mom.
Don't drink Red Bull, Steve.
I was just going to mention it. I was like, that's a really bad impression of my mom. And I do impressions of my mom all the time. It would be like, don't drink Red Bull, Steve,
yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
Don't drink Red Bull.
Your mom.
Because two kids died.
Two kids died drinking Red Bull, Steve. Maybe your mom drank a Red Bull and
maybe.
Then turned into that uptight.
Maybe she killed them.
Steven, don't drink Red Bulls anymore, honey.
Mom, don't drink Red Bull. You're turning into a white person. You're not
Red
white,
Bull
Mom.
Gives you...
wings. My mom was racist. I gotta mention it right there. I gotta put it in the box.
Was?
She was.
So she, like, reformed now?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. Deep down in my heart, I think so.
Was it, like, one time she was racist? Like, she said, like, a racial slur, and you're like, oh, but
no,
she was racist.
I mean, it wasn't like that. It was just that my mom, like, I grew up with three. I'm the youngest one and the mm-hmm. only boy, yeah. and I have three older sisters. We're all black, like, our skin color.
Yeah.
I'm the most light-skinned one, but the rest, we're, like, really black. My
yeah.
mom's black, too. But my mom would tell us when we were growing up, it's like, you guys better marry a white person. Like, the girls, you're gonna marry, like, a white guy, and you, Steve, you're gonna get a white girl, because I want mixed babies. I don't want no darkies helping here. Like,
wow.
And I'm like, dude, you're racist.
Well, mixed race babies are the cutest.
Yeah, they are. I'm not gonna lie. They're really, really cute babies.
So cute.
So, in a way, I can understand, but in a way, this is kind of racist.
Against her own people, though.
Yeah.
Against herself. She's a self-hating racist.
I don't know. I guess my mom wanted to be like Michael Jackson. She wanted to, like, be born black and then turn white.
Yeah, she should spend millions of dollars.
See?
On surgery.
We figure out my mom's identity crisis.
We did.
She talks like a white person sometimes when she drinks Red Bull.
She wants to be white.
She wants to be white, and she wants
her kids to
mixed
be
babies.
White.
Well,
wow.
Well, actually, my sister, my oldest one, she has two kids, and both of the kids completely white.
Is her husband white?
Well, the first...
That'd be funny, but her husband's black, and she's Puerto Rican, and both of the kids are completely white.
No, the first one was white to the point, and mm-hmm. then the one that my brother-in-law that she's with, he's Cuban. But he's Cuban, but he's, like, white.
Yeah, white Cuban. No, so it's two different men, but they're both white babies. Like,
yeah,
both white babies.
And, like, she will get really pissed off when she, like, walk around with the baby and be like, oh, you're babysitting or something?
No, oh, that's really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She will get, like...
I am just a nanny.
I am not the nanny. I am the mom. The mom. But yeah, I want to know also about, like, how you got involved with playing the ukulele. Like, it was out of the blue. Like, for me, it was out of the blue. I was like, I want to play an instrument, but something that won't require a lot of time.
Yeah.
To play.
Well, for me, it was really random. Like, my dad just went to Costco, and there was, like, a ukulele sale. And my dad buys random crap all the time. So he just comes back with this ukulele. It's probably, like, $20. Like, a very, like, low-end one. And I was like, and I had always wanted to play the guitar when I was younger, and I had a guitar, but, like, I had very small hands, and I didn't have, like, the commitment. You know, I didn't like that there was so little result after practicing so much.
Mm-hmm.
The ukulele, it was, like, easy to get good quickly because there's only four strings. And so in, like, the eighth grade, I just started playing it for fun. And, I mean, I still mostly played it for fun. And then things got really serious. No, but I started playing for fun and getting better and better, and I started writing songs, and I wrote a lot of, like, really emo songs, and now I'm kind of in the process of turning those emo songs into comedy songs, because I have, like, all these melodies I've written,
mm-hmm.
but they're somewhat useless to me in their current form, so I'm sort of, like, writing jokes and trying to turn some of those old songs into new stuff. I mean, it's not something I'm, like, focusing on completely, but I got very into the ukulele and started learning different things, and I think, like, I'm a naturally musical person, so it was easy for me to pick it up, and, you know, now I think I'm pretty good. But now it's, like, a sort of a hipster, like, cool thing to do. Like, I don't know. I don't feel special when I say I play the ukulele.
Well, it depends where you play. If you play at Silver Lake, then it's like a hipster thing.
Wearing a fedora.
Wearing a fedora to the side and a big ass mustache.
Yeah.
Just rubbing it and playing the ukulele at the same time.
That would be kind of funny, though, if I had a mustache like that when I was playing ukulele.
You can have one.
I have to buy one. I've been trying to grow a mustache my whole life, but so far.
Have you ever shaved
Hopefully.
Like that here?
No!
I've heard of girls that have shaved, like, their face.
Look at these perfect eyebrows.
Perfect eyebrows?
I don't have any hair where I don't want it. That was graphic.
That was really graphic, guys. I hope you get the visual.
Oh, Christ. But, no, I've never had to shave my face. I'm not, like, a I mean, I don't want to be mean to anybody who shaves their face, but I just, I mean, and I get that that happens to people.
I saw a lady rocking a mustache back in Puerto Rico in the beach. Like,
you're not supposed to shave it. That actually, because that makes it grow back in, like, coarser. I think you're supposed to have it, like, lasered off, waxed.
It was so, for me, it was so gross. Just the fact of, like, because they were, like, I remember in, where was it, middle school or the early high school, like, there were girls that I was attracted to or whatever. And whenever we got, like, up close, that's when I noticed the mustache, like, right there, so close. So sometimes
it's too late to turn back.
I'm like, oh, it's too late. I'm like, oh, my God, it's tickling me. It's tickling me.
Really?
Yeah, like,
it was that pronounced of a mustache, but it took you that long to see it?
I mean, I don't know. It's just, I don't know if I have, like, I don't know what it is, but it was just literally when it was, like, up close. I still up to this day remember this girl. It was this particular girl.
Yeah.
And, like,
mustache.
It just didn't, it didn't, like, she looks regular, but it's just when you're right up close, you literally see all the follicles just flapping around going, like,
wow,
we're about to take
it
you.
It was moving in the wind.
Yeah. Slowly but surely, and you can totally notice it.
Wow.
And there were a lot of guys, like, going for this girl.
Wow. Well, I feel lucky that I was so blessed with my mustacheless existence. But that's, I mean, but that's, you're taking my word for it. Maybe if you got close, you'd see the follicles moving in the breeze. I don't know.
Maybe. But you are also white, which means you could probably paint them or dye them with the blonde and then nobody notice it.
Mm-hmm. Paint, yeah, if I paint,
as I heard that, that's something
that, if I paint
that,
my mustache,
yeah, you paint
nobody
it,
nobody will notice.
Nobody will notice. Just grab a crayon and just
that's terrible news.
Pretty much. Talking about terrible news, the Philippines, man.
Shit.
Damn.
That just took a grim turn.
Honestly, I know. this is how the
vibe. Speaking of grim.
Speaking of horrible things that happen in the world. No, but honestly, I didn't know what a typhoon was until this happened. Honestly, I thought a typhoon was something you go to 7-Eleven and get a big gulp and you get the typhoon blast for, I don't know, Powerade or whatever flavor it is.
I bet that flavor is feeling pretty insensitive right about now.
No, I kid you not. Just because I come from a Spanish background, I thought the word typhoon meant something like a drink.
Do you think they had to, like, stop selling those?
Maybe.
Because that's, like, not funny anymore.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's really serious, and I'm really pissed on myself because I didn't even read the news until like 4 days later.
Yeah.
That it, when it happened, I'm like, whoa! I'm such an asshole.
Well, I mean, the fact, I think it says more about like society than it does about you that it took that long to hear about it. Because like, there's like, for example, Miley Cyrus' performance at the VMAs. Like,
yeah.
If that was just on the news, like, I would have seen it, like, 4 days later. But it's, like, all over Facebook, all over BuzzFeed, all over... Like, it's... I felt like the typhoon was mostly, like, just covered... Like, covered kind of on the periphery. I don't know. When things happen, bad things happen in faraway places, generally, they get a lot less coverage than they should.
And I feel like it's always all this place. Why does these places that get attacked is all these countries that need so much help already? You know, like the Philippines, for example, is not a thriving country, at least compared, like, you know, other places, not the USA, because USA is apparently one of the top ones. So, but I'm saying, like, Haiti, for example, when they got hit, like, it was a really horrible tragedy, but they weren't that different from before the tragedy. Like, they were like, it was horrible to live there, period.
Yeah. And now it's even worse.
Yeah. My mom, being Dominican, my mom, she was born, raised in Dominican Republic, and they share territory.
Didn't even touch the Dominican Republic,
no,
right?
No. which is hilarious.
Weird. Next to it.
It's like, and my mom would just keep saying that is because they will, and a lot of Dominicans say that is because like they do some type of dark black or black magic, or whatever.
Oh, the Haitians?
Yeah.
Like the voodoo?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were like, that's the reason they got hit, because they were being messing with dark magic for so long.
So then how do they explain every other natural disaster that's ever happened?
I don't know.
The Haitians cursing.
But again, the Dominicans were fine.
Yeah.
And the Dominicans are doing way better than the Haitians.
Yeah.
Before the earthquake and after the earthquake.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Steve. I did take geology of natural disasters.
Oh, really?
In college.
Mm-hmm.
And I know very little about it as a result.
I know a lot about hurricanes just because I got hit like every year.
I think if I had to respond to the idea that countries that are already pretty economically disadvantaged get hit, I think it would probably have to do with the fact, if you think about what makes a country economically advantaged. I mean, like the United States, we have so much food and so much land that we're able to like produce all these exports and feed, you know, all of our people. And so I think there's a correlation between, you know, like if you're a small island nation, you're more likely to be hit by like a storm because you're unprotected in the middle of, you know, the ocean or whatever. But you're also going to be less economically advantaged unless you, you know, have gold, like oil. You know what I mean? Like, I think, like what's Haiti? I mean, I know, like, for example, like, Jamaica. Like, they are fucked because they can't really grow very much in Jamaica. And the International Monetary Fund made them devalue their currency so that people would, like, buy their food and import products from Jamaica. But there's not very much growing in Jamaica. And so then once they devalued their currency, they had no power to actually buy anything from other places. So then not only did they make it impossible for them to import anything into a country that already has nothing, but they also set themselves up to just sell nothing either. So I don't know. I just think like those nations are, it's like because they're small nations in islands or because they're susceptible to those natural disasters, like that affects their economy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but also it's because we've been oppressing poor people for the longest time as well. I think. Like, because we, like, for example, when you're in a nation like that, that you're so independent, like Haiti, for example,
mm-hmm.
like, where are you going to seek help? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, people are going to do the telethons and they're going to help out, whatever. But even those profits don't go entirely to the cause. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been seeing, like, for example, the whole Connie 2012. I don't know if you're familiar with the whole movement thing with children.
Yeah.
Like, there was a big controversy because, like, only 35% of the money you were putting for the funds, mm-hmm. those were the money that were going towards the cause. But the rest, they were pickpocketing that money mm-hmm. for them. And it's like, at the end, like, who's having the short end of the stick? They're still going to have the short end of the stick because they're not getting no help.
Yeah.
Like, and then the help you think you're giving to them, like this dollar that I'm like, okay, I'm going to help you with this dollar and I hope it feeds you for a day.
Yeah.
It's not really doing it. And at the end, I feel, well, I don't feel powerless, but I feel someday I'm going to figure out something I could do to help. But it's like, what can you really do to help, mm-hmm. you know?
I think also Haiti especially, I mean, there's such a history of, I mean, the history of slavery there. We've, you know, not even us, but the French meddling and enslaving people. I mean, that always, you know, it destroys infrastructure. I mean, it prevents the ability for infrastructure to develop. So I think, like, I mean, it definitely is a case where we, you know, Western nations have meddled and kept people down for sure.
Yeah, that's why we got to rise up, follow dreams, and help each other out.
Now we have to find a way to turn this all into a joke.
Into a
Make
joke.
It seem like it was all planned.
We are the world, and that's we break on the musical number, and that's how we transition into Justin Bieber, slept with a prostitute.
Oh, yeah. Who's shocked about that?
The fans, I guess. They were trashing the prostitute. Like, you filthy whore. How can you sleep with, like, how can you do such a thing?
How would you sleep with this person we want to sleep with?
We want to sleep with me.
I don't know. I like Justin Bieber, but I think it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to be fucked up. Because, you know, how could you not have, like, a god complex? You know, everyone, he gets so much attention on a daily basis.
That's true.
It's, and now, and it's, it makes sense to me that he'd have sex with a prostitute. Because it's like, what, is he going to go pick up a girl? Like, he can't go anywhere without getting mobbed by, like, paparazzi and people. It's like, how else is he going to... You know, unless his managers go out and they're like, hey, I want to come sleep with Justin Bieber. Like, I feel like it's easier for them to just get a high-end prostitute.
I thought you were going
to
say, man, you're going to be like, hey, Justin Bieber can sleep with you, man. I'm your manager, but most of your best friend, you know.
Justin, I'll do this for you.
I'll do
Scooter
this for you,
bro.
Man.
Justin.
Scooter, you. I'm Scooter, dude.
Justin H.J.,
anything
bro.
You want, I got you, man.
Scooter or Braun would absolutely give Justin Bieber a hand job.
Oh, for real. He'll do more than a hand job. He will lay on top of that
Justin
bed and be like,
Justin Bieber is Scooter Braun's golden goose.
Pretty much, yeah. He's the reason he's even making any money.
Or known at all, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you see that movie? The documentary?
Never Say Never?
Yeah.
Never Say Never.
I saw it. It made me, of course, but it's a movie. It makes you feel that way.
It makes you love Justin.
Yeah, it makes you love him a little bit more. But it doesn't negate the fact that we are people, and people, sometimes they have positive lights, and sometimes they're assholes.
I think it's funny we're at a point where, like, pop stars release, like, propaganda films about themselves.
They're doing it all the time.
Katy Perry,
yeah,
too.
Katy Perry, the One Direction just did it.
Yeah.
Everybody's
Jay-Z
doing it.
Jay-Z did one, too, Fade to Black, but that was cool.
No,
it showed
Jay-Z,
how he, like, made...
I swear, Jay-Z has, like, 7 documentaries out. I was on Netflix, and I saw, like, 3 Jay-Z documentaries.
Really? I like watching him, like, come up with his lyrics. Like, he just sits there, like... For like an
he
hour
just bobs his
and then
head.
He's like, all right, turn the headphones up, turn me down, and then he just goes.
Nah, and have you seen the Snoop Dogg has one? Well, Snoop Lion.
I haven't. I think Snoop Dogg sucks, so I'm not gonna watch anything he does.
I like Snoop Dogg.
J double J.
Not a big fan of Snoop Lion.
I mean, I think the beauty of rap is like wordplay, the ability to deliver it powerfully and speak quickly. And, like, to make your voice sound cool. I think Snoop Dogg has none of those things. Like,
Kanye West does that all the time.
Kanye West has all those things. But Snoop's just like, I'm popping pussy. It's so slow, too. He's like, I'm doing things with a girl, and she's near me. I'm going to drink him. It's like, shut up.
Well, his songs now are more like, hey, let's get together.
Oh, I haven't heard any. I haven't heard any of his stuff.
It's like Jamaican. Because he says...
His transformation?
Yeah, he says he's the reincarnated Bob Marley.
Over it.
Wasn't Bob Marley alive when
yes.
he was alive?
It's not possible.
Like, that's not
Snoop
possible.
Snoop Dogg was Snoop Dogg, and then he woke up one day, and Bob Marley had invaded his body.
He just went to a cemetery. Come, get into my body.
Snoop, it's me. Everything will be all right.
Oh, my God. I think I have Bob Marley inside my head. Every little thing is gonna be all right. I would love to go to Jamaica, man.
Well, it's cheap. I think it's kind of sad, though. It's one of those places where, like, the beaches are gorgeous, and then it's, like, everyone's poor.
Yeah, but if you're rich, everything's awesome.
No. Because you have people following you around being like, I need money. It's sad.
Yeah, but the rich people just hang out in those big-ass villas.
In the villa.
I mean, anyway, I would go and, like, help out the, you know, the poor people out there.
Yeah.
But, like, it's still, like, when I see... Like, what's the name of that kid? Sean Kingston?
Oh, yeah.
He had a...
And go to the slums.
I thought it was so weird. There was a show on MTV called Super Sweet 16 or something.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember one time I was watching the show, and Sean Kingston pops there. And he's like...
Performs?
No, he... Not performing. The show was about him. He was having a Super Sweet 16. I guess he got famous when he was 14 or something.
Wow.
Because he was there in the Super Sweet 16, and he was like, yeah, I'm celebrating my birthday.
That's really
the first
weird.
Day is going to be, like, in L.A., and the second and third day in Jamaica.
Wow.
So he had this big party in Jamaica. And
the second day on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And the third day
and
in Jamaica.
I think that's when he got the injury, too. He had, like, some injury in the jet ski that he almost died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Too much fun.
Too much fun, and that's where we turn it sad, people.
And then he died of a Red Bull.
he turned white. He turned white last second.
No, Sean Kingston. I think it's funny how Jay-Z and Kanye West have, like, noises they make as fillers.
Everybody has something.
Everybody has that. But the ones that are most pronounced, I mean, I probably just listen to Jay-Z and Kanye the most, but Jay-Z's like, woo! Woo! Yeah.
And what's Kanye's? Ah, yeah. Oh, you're in the bar. That's more like the Ying Yang Twins.
She said, hey, can we get married at the bar? Why do mice have such tiny balls?
Who?
Mice.
Mice? I don't know.
Because very few of them can dance. Get it?
I get it.
Like a gala ball? Misdirection. You were getting dirty, I could tell.
I know. Getting dirty. Have you performed apart from Flappers?
I've done Rafa's.
Rafa's, what's that?
It's like this little place in Echo Park that sells like Hawaiian Punch and PBR. And people just like have comedy nights there. And I had a friend who did a variety show. And so cool. I did some a little bit of stand-up and a little bit of ukulele. When you saw me, I just did ukulele. I was just, you know, phoning it in.
It was awesome. I loved it.
I'm glad you liked it. I'm still, you know, trying to find my voice and stand up. I have not been doing it for very long.
You should do on Wednesdays. There's this open mic in Pasadena at the Ice House.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Great crowd. And you get 4 minutes. It's nice.
Let's go. How do you sign up?
5:30.
Gotcha.
And show 6.
Is it hard to sign up because there's a huge crowd?
No. Nah.
Cool. That's great.
It's cool. Last time I went, like, everybody got signed up, and they were like, well, there were a lot of comedians. There were like 22 comedians.
Yeah. Wow. You were doing a slot at the Improv, right? Or was it Laugh Factory?
I did. I haven't done the Improv out here. I've done the Laugh Factory.
How was that?
It was awesome.
Was it great?
Yeah, I love it. I became really good friends with this comedian named PK, and he's a regular at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, you told me you won that prize together.
Yeah, we won that game show together, and we just became super good friends. I done his podcast. He hasn't done mine. I gotta invite him. I'm horrible. Today was the random 7-Eleven day. That's why.
Yeah, today was the.
I was like, hey, who wants to do my podcast here at 7-Eleven? You were like, you were the first. So I said,
I was on the street drinking again. Four Loko.
Jaeger?
Four Loko.
Four Loko and Jaeger.
I bought them all up before they were made illegal.
I drank Four Lokos before they got, you know, they got banned first?
Yeah, they got banned.
I drank it before that happened.
Can you even drink it now?
What?
It's not like someone's like, I drink Four Loko after they got banned because you can't buy them, right?
Well, they don't have things. They had like certain ingredients before.
Oh, they redid it with different ingredients.
Yeah. That's what they did.
Oh, okay. I just remember in college when like my friends would drink them and I mean they had a reputation for being, you know, blackout in a can, and so I generally avoided it. I mean, I've had like sips, but I've never drank like a full Four Loko.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I was because I went to UF in Gainesville. Florida, and we had a night, boys' night out, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get together, we're playing Call of Duty, everything's going right. super chill.
Boys' night out?
Huh?
Boys' night in is what it sounds like to me.
Well, it starts, we had a pregame by playing Call of Duty.
Kill some Nazis.
Get pumped up. That day, I remember I didn't eat nothing, absolutely anything. Yeah. So we go to my buddy's house. And he has like these new, this little, whatchamacallit, the multigram, their power bar, one of those. And like, I ate one of those, and it was horrible. So I only ate like half of it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we stopped at this liquor store and we bought Four Lokos.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what a Four Loko was at that time at all. I never heard of this drink.
Yeah.
But my buddy goes like, oh, I'm going to buy Four Lokos for all y'all. I'm going to get two. How many you want?
Two?
Yeah. And this was before it got banned. And he was like, I'm going to get two. So when he said two, I said, oh, this is nothing because he's getting two.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, give me whatever. Give me a fruit punch and whatever. And the other one, oh, give me grape, whatever. And then he brings the Four Lokos, big-ass cans of Arizonas,
right,
basically.
Right.
And they're was just drinking, the guy that got two, he's just drinking them, like, just chugging them. Like, boom, 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 goes to the next one.
Yeah.
And I'm just sipping it. And I'm like, this tastes disgusting.
Yeah.
This is not even that good, really. And, but then, like
medicine, like Dimetapp.
Yeah. And then we get to the club. We, like, park there. And they're like, okay, we're done. We're going to finish it.
Who was driving? Steve.
Jorge was driving.
The one who drank two Four Loko?
No, he only had one.
Oh, okay. Only one Four Loko before driving. That's great.
He had one Four Loko. I had one Four Loko. The other I had at this point, I had half of a Four Loko. Mm-hmm. They already finished. This guy finished his two Four Lokos. This other guy, Jorge, finished his Four Loko. I'm with mine half. Yep. And I'm like, okay,
you're
I'm done.
Two Loko.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm done with mine. And I hand it to them. And they're like, Steve, there's half of Four Lokos
Steven.
In this bitch. You better drink this. Don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch, Steve.
And I started chugging it, and that's when it happened. I went to this club, The Vault, which is three floors.
Mm.
I remember the friend that drank two Four Lokos, he got dragged by some girls. He's like, come out of here. Yeah. And he got dragged. So me and Jorge, we go upstairs. And the last thing I remember, it was me staring at three women. And I'm like, dude, those girls look hot. And he's like, dude, you're fucking drunk. Because they're not.
It always devolves into drunk
stories. Then I woke up. And it was like 3 p.m. And I was on my bed. And I had scratches everywhere.
Scratches.
My head hurts. Like, really bad. It was horrible. And I was like, what happened? And then I had to puzzle the story together. So what happened, basically, I blacked the hell out. But I was cool. I was just walking around
with them. That's good.
And, like, saying minimal stuff, but I was just saying stuff. And just walking around. Then we got outside. And once we got to the car, that's when it really hit that I passed out.
Yeah.
And apparently I passed out, and I couldn't even get into the car.
Wow.
And I passed out, like, in the grass.
Were you drinking more in the club, too? Like, after you'd had your Four Loko?
Yeah.
Okay.
I only, at least on my point of view, I remember Jorge buying me some drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I only remember drinking once.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. I don't remember nothing else.
Yeah.
But then, apparently, I passed out. But I had, and at that time, as well, I wasn't 21.
Mm-hmm.
But we got into the club because my friend Jorge knew the bouncer. Because he's the umpire on his baseball team. So we all got, like, in 21. Because the other guy, the Pedro, which was the guy that drank the two Four Lokos, he's not 21 either at that time.
How did he buy the Four Lokos?
Jorge bought it.
Oh, okay.
Because Jorge was, like, 24.
Oh, okay, gotcha. What's Jorge doing with a bunch of underaged?
Because we are all Puerto Ricans.
Right.
And Puerto Ricans stick together, especially if we're in the States. It's hilarious because in the States, if we see a Puerto Rican, we go like, hey, what's up, my brother? And we become brothers for life. In Puerto Rico, it's like, eh.
Everyone's poor. I mean, then you would have a lot of brothers.
That's
true. If you did that in Puerto Rico.
That's true.
Everybody.
But it's more like, eh.
Nah.
But it's hilarious to me to see that, like, when
that
you go outside.
When I was in Europe, every time I met an American, I was like,
hey.
Actually, the weirdest thing happened to me, when I was in line at that Subway, talked about Subway, the girl behind me, so I order, like, my sandwich, and the girl behind me, you know, in perfect crystal clear American accent, orders her sandwich, and so I turn around and go, oh, are you American? And she, like, looks at me, and she's like, this is, like, really awkward. It's still speaking an American accent. But I'm not. I just heard your accent, and I was trying to sound like you. I was like, what?
That is fucked up.
She's like, I'm from London. Still American accent. I'm an actress. And I was like, oh, my God. She's like, I have an audition tomorrow where I have to sound American. So I thought I should practice. I was like, okay, well, this was really weird, but it was great to meet you.
Acting is really big in England, right?
To have an American accent?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they think we speak English incorrectly.
I mean, they import a lot of people from there here.
No. What? What do you mean?
I'm saying, like, for a lot of acting gigs. Like,
oh, right.
And all that.
God, like,
Game of Thrones, all those people are from there.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, and, like, what I actually ended up talking with that girl in the subway about was Emma Watson and how bad her her American accent is in, like, in the Bling Ring. She's, I want to rob. She speaks at a glacial pace.
I can't believe you even saw that movie.
I watched it on a plane.
Oh, that's why.
And it was the worst movie I've ever seen. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It's just like, it happens, and then it's over. There's like no climax. There's no, like, it just, it's weird. And it's like so low energy. And I think they were trying to do like documentary style almost, but it just was like boring because of that. It was like a made-for-TV movie almost is what I felt like.
It's like a Lifetime movie then.
Sort of, yeah. But less dramatic and less funny.
I mean, not saying Lifetime movies are legit.
They're hilarious, though.
Yeah, they are.
They're so unintentionally hilarious.
And, oh my God, have you seen Sharknado?
I love Sharknado.
You love Sharknado?
I love Sharknado. That's one of those movies that's good because it, the process of watching it is fun, because talking about it with your friends while you're watching it is fun.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I watched Sharknado, like, by myself in my room, I'd be like, what the fuck is this? But, like, watching it with friends and being like, it literally makes no sense. Is fun. I mean, my favorite thing about Sharknado was, like, the water levels, how that just, like, makes no sense. Like, one minute, like, they're walking through the street, and there's, like, barely any water. And the next minute, they're in a house, and the water's, like, up to here, and the door's open, and it's like, that's not how water works. Like, it would spill out. Like, this isn't science.
I like the fact that out of all places, they pick California.
Yeah.
To just, like, that would never happen, first of all.
Yeah.
And second, how do sharks survive with that water?
Yeah.
That was my biggest question, because there are sharks in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like...
And also in, like, Beverly Hills. Like, they had traveled from the ocean. I think at one point, yeah, they were, like, in the Hollywood Hills. It made little sense.
And, oh, my God, that acting from that... What's the name of that girl? The one that was trying to look
Tara
hot?
Reed.
Nah, not her. She's horrible. There was the other chick, the one that dropped the bombs at the end.
I don't remember.
She was in the helicopter.
I don't know her name.
But she was horrible.
It's funny, too, because to take another grim turn, Corey Monty's last tweet was
Sharknado was awesome.
No, the first one was there were two. The first was what's Sharknado, and his last tweet was it's a shark tornado. So I'm like scared now that every tweet is going to be my last. I'm like, before I get on a plane, I'm like, I got to check my tweets.
No.
I want my last tweet to be like, caramel apples are delicious.
It means that movie was so horrible. It drove him crazy enough to.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon? Too soon? I'm not a Glee fan. I
it
can say
it. Drove him to drink a Red Bull.
Yeah, it drove him to drink a Red Bull and kaput.
Kaput.
I mean, again, addictions, there are things that people have.
Yeah, that's
one
of many things people can have.
It's a real thing. And I'm addicted to video games.
Really?
Not now. I managed to, like...
You're a recovering addict.
Yeah, I'm a recovering addict. But I used to be really addicted into video gaming. Like, as you can see, I got my PS3 out here, and I also got a Nintendo 64.
Oh, I love Nintendo 64. Mario Kart.
So great.
Banjo-Kazooie. I've been playing video games for a long time. Mm. Like, I remember when I had a Super Nintendo, and we would play Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, my God, I love that game.
Awesome. The mine carts. Like,
I got so pissed because I thought Donkey Kong Country was on Nintendo 64.
Mm.
So when I was playing the Nintendo 64 version of Donkey Kong, it was horrible.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not
it's
the game
really
I want to play.
Yeah.
Because
you need that 2D. It's not 64.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what 64 stands for. But it's 32. Whatever that means. But it's like, I don't know. I loved the music in Donkey Kong, too. I still remember it. Like, when you're in the cave, it'd be like, boop, 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 boop. And then the underwater level,
all the music in Super Nintendo, I think, is great.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah,
the Mario.
Kart, beep,
Mario.
Beep, bop, 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 bop. These are terrible music impressions.
Have you seen that? There's an Asian kid on YouTube that he plays the ukulele. Really good.
Yeah.
Extremely good, and he plays all those songs.
Oh, wow.
Using the ukulele.
I'll Google it.
And he's like 12 years old.
Wow.
It's insane.
Remember the song when you would get the star in Mario Kart?
I think that's what inspired me to even get a ukulele. It was that kid. I was like, fuck that kid. Fuck him.
Remember you would get the star and be like, and you'd be like glowing.
Yeah.
It's going to stick with me forever. But I did also really like the GTA games when I was in high school. I was one of those kids.
Which one?
I'm trying to remember when we started with. Probably.
I started with Vice City. I started really late.
I also started with Vice City.
Oh, okay.
And then I got the one that...
I can beat that game in one entire day. Nice. I need the entire day, though.
Nice. I can't. I don't think I ever beat it. That because there was a glitch in that one level in the mansion. It was like the door was not... When I would do it, sometimes it wouldn't open. Like, it was like... It was a glitch. It was like there was... The door wasn't there. It was just a wall.
And
the door down by the pool.
You restarted and did...
Yeah, and then I'd have to do it all again. But eventually, it was there. It was really weird. It'd be like a door that, like, I would just try to walk through and he wouldn't let him.
I think last time I played it, I think there was a little glitch that I couldn't pass a mission.
Yeah. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard game. And then I played the one that was, like, supposed to be in L.A. What was it called? San Andreas? Yeah, San Andreas. And then...
That one I never beat. That's too long.
Yeah, it's a long one. And then I got L.A. Noire because I like Rockstar games. The thing about that game, though, is that if it just feels like you're in, like, a choose-your-own-adventure. Hmm. It just kind of feels like you're not really important. It's like you're just, like, watching a movie, and you just have to, like... pick things along the way instead of like actually like it's not like you know what I mean?
I just feel really horrible as a detective though because all the time is like whoa you only got one out of 11 right.
stick to your day job
because I was like he's telling the truth no he's lying
yeah you're terrible as a detective
like, he's lying no he's telling the truth
so what you're telling me Steve is that you can beat the game in one day in which you're a murderer but you get one out of 11 and the game where you're striving for truth and justice.
That just tells you my status in society, what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Well, stealing shit, jacking off cars.
Yeah.
And just being a criminal.
I knew I was playing too much GTA when I was walking in my town and I saw an ambulance and, like, the light hit it in a certain way and I had an urge to, like, steal it. And then I was like, whoa, too many video games, trying to steal an ambulance.
No, you know, when I knew I was playing too much GTA, when I went outside, when I got the new one, right? And I had a shoot at Second City, and we went over there, and somebody talked to me, a random person, just said, hi, whatever, this and that. And then I said, whoa. People are real. That's when I knew I was playing too much GTA.
Wow.
Like, whoa, this looks like the video game.
This person's communicating with me.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
There's interaction.
That's crazy.
Like, real interaction.
Video games are good.
Have you played the new one?
No, I haven't. Because I don't... that was all when I was, like, in high school. I think when I was in college, I had a summer where I was working this, like, terrible internship before I, like, decided to do entertainment stuff. And I... was like, Dad, will you mail me my Xbox? And he did. So then I bought L.A. Noire and played Xbox for a little bit. And then I brought all that stuff home before I moved to L.A., so it's all up in Seattle. Mm. So I don't have, like, a game console. Maybe when I come back... I could go get it, but I just feel like... there's so many other things I should be doing that, like...
But you haven't touched it at all. Like, you haven't played it.
The new GTA?
Yeah.
No. I want to.
I got it.
You got it?
After the podcast, if you want to game a little bit.
We should.
Yeah.
Well, if I have time, I have to go tutor the Young Minds of America.
At what time is that?
I have to be there at 3:30.
3:30. Wah, wah. Well, we can end there earlier, if anything, and you can play for a little bit.
Right.
It's like people are having that experience of, like, playing the games.
But maybe I should play on the podcast.
That
live
too.
Reactions.
That has happened before.
Live tweet it.
That could happen. That is happening right now. I'm turning
on
PS3.
You are not watching the throne.
Don't let me get in my zone. Oh, by the way, you said you were going to freestyle rap.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So we're going to put the instrumental that we played in the first couple episodes is the instrumental rap beat Chill High Slow.
What? Wait, hold on a minute. You've done this before?
Yeah.
You've had someone freestyle rap before?
Oh, yeah. I love when people say, especially, you brought it up. You were like...
Well, yeah. It's a secret. It's a party trick, is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Chill High Slow.
Hip-hop rap beat instrumental Chill High Slow. Imagine you're requesting that to a DJ.
The smoke goes on.
Hey, can I get the hip-hop rap beat instrumental Chill High Slow, please?
At a skate rink.
The one that has 5 million hits on YouTube, please? Yeah, I want to skate to this, man.
Oh, my God. I'm normally heavily assisted by alcohol when I freestyle rap.
I recently went to... go ahead.
Well, I was just going
to
say that I actually rap battled somebody.
Oh, really?
I went to dinner with somebody. I got invited to a dinner party, and she was like, oh, yeah, it's at my friend's girlfriend's house, so let's go. And I go, and it's like a dorm. It's a dorm room. And I was like, oh. So we all, of course, it was like, all right, college flashback. So we all... got drunk and started just like wandering the dorm, and I found this like guy who was like kept saying he was a rapper, like trying to impress like the girls I was with, and I was like, oh, I'm a rapper too. And he was like, I challenge you to a battle. And I was like, okay. So we went outside, and it was just like the three girls and him and me, and like he just keeps like doing this and like just like saying the n-word a bunch. And I was like, so then I called him out in the rap, and I was like, you are saying the n-word, but that's offensive because you're not black, like in so many words. And like then he left. He gave up. He was embarrassed because it was just in front of these girls, and so he just left.
Wow.
Yeah.
I only rap battle like my friends. I can't do serious stuff. Can't do it.
Uh-oh.
Hip-hop rap beat instrumental Chill High Slow.
This is chill. It's very slow, too. Not high, though.
No. Get it, Lizzie.
Ha! Oh, God. Pressure's on. All right. Give me a topic.
Okay. Let me see a good topic. Wallets.
All right. Making noise like Kanye West. Yes, that mofo, he's the best. Gonna rap about wallets like mine is thick, but I don't make even a tiny bit of shit, cause I tutor every day straight for cash, but I'm not the best, so I don't have a bash like fuck, I don't know. Alright, here, how about this? I'm a lesbian, so I don't like carrying a purse. If I had to have one, it would look like a merce. Yeah, I got a tiny leather one, cause my pockets weren't big enough to hold all my funds. And wallets that match bags. Doing it so classy. I was gonna say something homophobic, and then I stopped myself. I was just saying rhyme with fags, but that's not good.
You can say it.
I can say it, cause I'm a lesbian.
Yeah.
Wallets is a hard topic. I used to make him out of duct tape.
West Hollywood.
I live in WeHo with all of my gays. Drinking and smoking, yes, those are the days. We go up to the Abbey, it's a straight club now. So we head over to ladies' night at here. Oh, wow. I don't like being in gay bars because I don't like dancing with girls. Yes, I like talking and introduce myself, but I can't when the music's so loud. So I just say, hi, my name is Lizzie. And they're like, get out of my face before I slap you dizzy. Because, like, you should be dancing and you should be crumpeting and you should be hitting and twerking shit. I don't like the way you do it. I don't like this talking. I don't know. Fuck. It's really hard when I'm not drunk. It's because I like inhibit myself.
You have to be really drunk.
Not really drunk, but just drunk at all. I don't know.
Yo, I can't rap, but I can do a podcast with Lizzie. That's it. That's all I got.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome, right?
Chill, high, slow, give it another go. Yo, Steve Dez is my man from a Puerto Ricanio, and I like to talk to him because he's so easy and chill with his three bracelets and his 25 mil, and he's got a PS3, and he's talking to me and a jack-o'-lantern, even though it's not Halloween anymore.
I know. I don't got no Christmas stuff. I need to get some Christmas stuff. This is my Christmas tree.
No, you Thanksgiving. You can't put up Christmas stuff till after Thanksgiving.
That's true. But we're not going to put a giant turkey around here.
Like a pilgrim. You can do that one where you, like, twist your hand, and it's... My sister, she calls me the other day at 8 o'clock in the morning. I answer the phone. I'm like, hi. She goes, remember that? Thanks for that. She goes, remember that prime rib that we had a while back? I was like, yeah, it was delicious. She's like, wouldn't you rather have that than a turkey? And I was like, are you seriously suggesting that we're not going to have a turkey for Thanksgiving? No! And we got in a big argument, and I lost. We're having prime rib.
You can't have prime rib. You can't have a turkey.
I'm a traditionalist.
I mean, I like turkey, but I also can have prime rib. Inside.
Turkey's a little dry. But, okay, you can have prime rib 364 nights
turkey's
a year.
Turkey's dry?
It's a little dry.
Who would be making your turkey?
Mama Sue's. You can have prime rib 364 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
There's one night where you have to have turkey, and that's the fucking rule.
That's true.
It's the rule.
I mean...
I'm going to have a tantrum.
Do Jews celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's a secular holiday. Actually, fun fact, Thanksgiving's on the same night as Hanukkah this year, too. So it's going to be a weird meal. It's going to be like latkes, prime rib, turkey. But no, Jews do celebrate Thanksgiving because it's not a religious holiday. It's a historical holiday. It's just,
who doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving?
People who aren't in America. There's Canadian Thanksgiving. It's because it's when, like, the pilgrims came to Pride Rock. And it's like an American thing. It's like we're honoring, giving thanks.
I know somebody that doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, maybe because it's a fucked up, because it's rooted in fucked up stuff.
Yeah.
But who? You?
The Haitians.
Oh.
Oh, bring it back. What?
Call back. Actually, there's a huge correlation between celebrating Thanksgiving and being destroyed by natural disasters. And if you don't celebrate it. All right, am I going to play this game?
Yeah, here you go. You can switch characters on this game, too.
What's his... He has a beard.
Yeah, you
can... I'm trying to see his face.
You can change his beard.
Oh, wow. He is scary.
If you press the down button real quick. Not that one. The directional one.
Oh, right.
If you hold it. You can switch characters.
Oh, wow. So I can be black?
Yeah. See, now he switches.
What city is this? Is this LA?
It's California.
Oh, wow.
You can see Santa Monica Pier is there.
Really?
Beverly Center.
Beverly Center?
Venice Beach.
I gotta go to the Beverly Center. I'm gonna go. That's where I live. Oh, my God. I wonder if my street...
Right now, you're in the hills.
Okay. Well, what is this? Okay. How do I get out of here? Okay.
No, you just switched. You gotta wait for the switch, you know, the little cutscene.
But why does it switch into a new place?
Because that's his place.
Wow, he's got a nice place.
Yeah.
Can I get out through this way?
Because I already beat the game. That game's been beaten.
Oh, wait, so the quality of your house changes depending on whether or not you beat the game?
Yeah, like he lived in the ghetto when he started.
Really?
Like he lived in Compton.
So he's probably going to die soon, right? If Breaking Bad teaches us anything.
I actually was talking about Breaking Bad. I was just... Pop, hold up.
How the fuck do I get out? Oh, here I am. Oh, nice car.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. This is so weird. It's like muscle memory that I still remember how to do everything. Okay, if I'm in the hills, I need to go to Mulholland.
Mulholland Drive.
Get down to La Brea. I'm just going to do a little bit of off-roading here. Oh, my God. I almost hit a deer. There's no deer in the hills, are there? This is probably the most boring podcast ever now. It's just me playing a video game and enjoying it. Wow, this is nice. It's a little bit harder to drive than it used to be. You know what I mean?
In Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah. I think the true test of whether or not if I'm like a good LA person would be to see if I can actually make it to the Beverly Center without like navigational. Oh, that's okay. So we're in Hollywood now. I gotta turn right.
Yeah.
if I could actually make it to the right place without. Do people run out of the way? Can't you like not hit people anymore?
No, you can hit people.
Oh, but is that L.A. Noire where they run out of the way? There's some game where they, like, run out of the way.
No, here you can totally hit people. It's
also,
GTA.
There was that Godfather game. What was it called? The mob one.
The mob one? I'm not sure.
I think it was also Rockstar. I think I'm downtown. This is confusing to me. What's that? Where am I?
I think so. That looks like Wilshire. Sorta. Oh, well, nah, barely.
All right, should I look at the map? Does it say?
See, that's barely. That's barely.
Oh, okay, perfect. Perfect.
See, the pier is right.
Wait.
You see the metro? The pier is all the way there.
I see. Wait, I need to turn left. This game, I'm only enjoying this game because of its, like, because of the, like, its correlation to. I said correlation like 45 times in this podcast, but it's correspondence to the Los Angeles streets.
Yeah.
A really nerdy reason to like it. Weasel Plaza. You think they sell weasels?
And just to think about everybody in the world is playing this game, because he had over 1 billion copies sold.
Wow.
At least the profit they made over $1 billion.
Wow.
In just, like, 3 days.
So a lot of people know L.A. then. Uh-oh, I'm in Paramount. Okay, I know exactly where I am now. That's so funny. You can drive through the studio. Okay. This is hilarious.
You ever played that The Simpsons one? It was based on this, too. It's sort of like...
No.
It's called Hit and Run. The Simpsons Hit and Run.
Oh, yeah. I have played that. But wasn't that for, like, a really, like... old
system? I think it was like a PS2.
Fuck, this is making me really want to have my video games. This is going to turn me into a big, even more of a loser than I already am.
That's why I wanted to give you a sneak peek.
Oh my god. What are you, working for Rockstar Games?
No, I don't. I wish. I would be banking.
I went too far. I'm just curious if my house is on here.
Oh, your house? Believe me, we all have tried.
Really?
But it's not. It's not
100% accurate.
Yeah, it's not up to scale. Because, for example, you're now in Venice. See how quick you got to Venice?
Yeah.
In real life, that it takes you a while.
Fuck, I don't want to be in Venice. I want to be... Clearly, I'm not as good at driving in L.A. as I thought I'd be. I'm just killing people, though. I'm sorry. Am I ruining your podcast?
No, this podcast is amazing.
The podcast was good until I turned on the video game console.
Turned on the video game console, and that's what happened.
Okay.
So, yeah, guys. I'm here, not playing the game, but watching it.
Have you ever fired a gun before?
In real life?
Yeah, in real life.
No, I haven't. I want to.
I want to, too. When I was in Poland, I really wanted to go to the shooting range because I was like, it'd be hilarious to have some Polish guy be like, this is a gun. You'll shoot with... I don't know. I don't know a Polish accent. I actually got called out a lot because I would say, you know, how do you say cheers? And they'd be like, Nostroya. And then I would say it, like, in a Russian accent. They'd be like, you sound Russian. We are not Russian. I'd be like, you sound Russian to me. We're not Russian. We take our time.
I want to go. The gun range out here is pretty good, I've heard.
You want to go?
I'm down.
I'll go. I want to. Is that a weird thing to want to do?
No.
It's like a weird... Okay, I think it's a weird thing, but like...
I mean, you need to
okay
have that skill.
In our society now. It's like because America's so gun-obsessed. Like, it's weird, but we're like, no, it's not weird because everyone wants to. Because everyone's equally weird.
I mean, I personally don't want... it's not my thing. I don't want to own a gun and shoot people.
Right.
And that's not a thing I want to do. But it's good to have the skill of how to handle properly a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Just for any situation you don't know you might get
no,
into.
Exactly. That's true. Is that the Beverly Center? No, that's Paramount. Will you find the Beverly Center for me?
The Beverly Center?
Can we find Beverly Center?
I don't know where it is.
Oh, God.
It was at that spot that you were at when I said, oh...
Because look at the map. Isn't that where it is in real life? Or no, it's more to the right.
Go to the, you know,
to
the right.
Left.
You see where the scissors were at?
Yeah.
The one to the right?
There?
Yeah, okay. That's where Beverly's at.
Okay, cool. Driving there now.
Driving there. See, you can tell where you are by the fancy cars.
Oh, yeah. That is fucking good attention to detail.
Mm-hmm. Look, they all look shiny and nice.
Yeah.
Even the metro, the buses. Yeah. But if you go to, like, Compton, then you see all the Honda Civics there.
Hey, don't knock Honda Civics, Steve.
Hey, I got a Honda Civic that I'm trying to get rid of. So any of y'all want a Honda Civic, hit Steve up.
Doesn't work very well, apparently.
No.
Sorry, Steve.
Now a thousand.
Okay, I can't find it, so I'm going to focus on you again, like a kind human.
Like a kind human. Well, by the way, where is it? Is it really far where you tutor?
No. It's like 10 minutes away.
Like 10 minutes away. Okay. Okay. Then we can do like 10 more minutes.
Keep chatting.
We can chat for 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes. Yeah.
I'm just making sure because it's 3 o'clock. Just making sure.
Edit all that video game stuff out.
I'll just edit all that video game stuff out. Nah, I won't edit it. It's going to be the podcast. It's gold.
It's gold.
Oh, my God. People are going to tune in just to hear
reaction. A really stupid, nerdy Jewish girl tried to play Grand Theft Auto only for the map feature.
For the first time.
The new Grand Theft Auto for the first time.
Yeah, the new Grand Theft Auto.
I'm a seasoned veteran, I'd say.
You know what's awesome about this game? The online play. It's great.
Online?
Yeah, you can play
online.
What
do you mean? On your computer?
No. On the PlayStation Network. Like, you create your own character.
Mm-hmm.
And you go online.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do missions against people, races against people, kill people.
Other live players?
Yeah, other live players.
Wow. What does a dollar figure underneath you mean? Just how much cash you have on you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot of video game
rich
cash.
Rich guy. $195,521.
Yeah, but I realized, that's why I stopped playing for a while, because I realized, like, tons of people say when they do better at games, they do better in life.
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
Yeah, I feel like that's the opposite.
It's really the opposite.
You're spending
I was like,
a lot of time working on your game life.
Mm-hmm.
Your real life is going to suffer.
I was like, whoa, I'm getting broker and broker as they go by. I should get to working and less playing.
Your mom calls Steve.
Steve,
you have no money, Steve.
Steve, well, video game. Steve, not video game.
Look at Franklin. He's got 195 grand, Mom.
I wish I had that type of money in real life.
Seriously.
You know what I would do with $195,000?
What?
I would buy a horse.
That's just why the poor stay poor.
Yeah.
And the rich get richer. What would you do with a horse?
I don't know.
Horses are money makers. They're investments. No, mm-hmm. They're not. I'm lying. They're terrible.
Unless they're racehorses.
They suck up money.
They suck money?
They're money suckers. Because then you have to, not only do you buy a horse, and you have to get a stable, and you have to pay for someone to take care of it and feed it and clean up its poop. And you could just keep it in your apartment.
Mm. Why? Tons of celebrities, I mean, like, they got outrageous money, but tons of celebrities, they love buying, like, exotic animals.
Mm-hmm. Like Justin Bieber had a monkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it got confiscated at customs in Germany, and then he never came back to get it, and it just ended up in a German zoo.
CeeLo Green has a llama, and he has, like, a bunch of other animals.
There's a lot of llamas in the island that I grew up in. I grew up next to a llama farm.
Oh, really?
Not so exotic, Steve. Llamas are all
llamas do?
They smell bad. They stand there, and they lie there, and they spit at you.
Do they have any type of value at all?
Yeah, you shave them and you turn their hair into, like, wool.
Oh, like sheep.
Yeah. Llama fur is very soft.
Is it something that's on demand right now? Like, tons of people, tons of textile companies order that?
It is hotter than hot. No, I don't think it's, like, especially... It's not like the leather jogging pant, as Kanye West would say. Did you see that whole thing? The leather jogging pants?
Oh, the Jimmy Kimmel thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's no leather jogging pant, but it... No, I mean, you can, like, get slippers that are made of, like, llamas and llama hair. The cool thing about it is you don't have to kill the llama to get it. You know, it's not like sheepskin where it's, like, just... Well, sheep's wool is different from sheepskin. I'm just saying. You can shear it. slipper. You don't have to fucking murder it and skin it.
Have you ever shaved your head before?
No.
No?
I don't think that's as common with women as it is with men.
I don't know. Wasn't that girl from Saturday Night Live a long time ago that she was really controversial? She had low cut hair. You remember that girl?
Who?
She did a bit that wasn't supposed to go that way. Like she did this whole criticism. It was a long time ago. Let me see if I can find it. SNL chick protest.
It's me. A lot of people protesting baby birds.
Yeah.
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
That was a long time ago.
Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another.
You never seen this?
But is she a singer? She's not like on the cast, is she?
Is finally and permanently.
Oh, okay. I thought for a second she was part of the cast.
In the victory.
Oh, then it was just a performance then. It was just a performance, guys.
Well, that was a lot less controversial.
No, but that got really controversial, though. See?
Yeah. Well, she
was so much.
Seems like she was singing about somebody.
Yeah.
Something important.
She was singing about war and things like that.
What is it good for?
Every time you go to YouTube and you see the comments are paragraphs.
Yeah.
You see that it's something controversial.
I just stopped reading YouTube comments because it's it makes me lose faith in people's ability to speak English. Either this person is not a native English speaker, which is, internet's global, or they're 10. Because the writing is so bad.
That too, but it's mainly the opinions is just ridiculous.
Well, those ones are the ones that are upvoted, but a majority of the comments are video good, but cheese is better. None of the comments say that. It just made no sense. It was me like video, but video long.
Video too long.
Video not good. Video long. Video short better.
Like in Otis, when you see that video and say, Kanye good, JC not.
I don't know that.
I'm just saying random.
Oh. Kanye good rap, Jay-Z bad rap.
Bad rap, JC. Kanye good, good.
I don't like video. Video like Jay-Z, but Kanye is man.
That's grammar. That's within the United States too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think there's a lot of 10-year-olds on the internet though. Cause I don't know, when I was a little kid, if I could have gone online and posted on stuff, I guess I could have, but it was weird chat rooms with creepy molester people. It wasn't videos that I could comment on. I probably would have written a lot of really stupid. I probably did write a lot of really stupid. I'm trying to think what technology was around then. I remember I used to play on that original Mac, the one that was that. I'd play that parachute game where you could just shoot and you could just control your gun like this and that was it. And there'd be parachuters going by and you just, that was it. The original, one of the original home units.
Mm.
It's blessed. That amazing technology.
I used to play Minesweeper.
Yeah, Windows. That's a Windows game.
Yeah, and Solitaire. I wasn't Mac till now.
Mac till I die, It was my dad. My dad worked in technology, so we had a lot of, it was all Mac. He was always an Apple fan.
So you were rich. Oh, ha ha ha. It's good to be white. It's good to be white.
We actually weren't rich because my dad was spending all of his money on fucking computers. We were hood rich.
But you got to learn about computers in an early age.
Yeah, I know exactly, and that's actually how I started getting into design stuff. And art. Which I do too. I don't know if you know that, but I.
Graphic design?
Yeah, so he and I also paint and draw. So he had and do graffiti and stuff like that. So he had stuff on. He had Photoshop and Illustrator and Adobe programs on the computer. So I just started playing around with them at a young age. Like a kid would start playing with Microsoft Paint or Microsoft Word or whatever. And so it became I didn't have to teach it to myself because I just knew it, if that makes sense. Mm. You know, like, when you grow up with a program, it's very different from just, like, starting with a program. Like a language, you just kind of learn it. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, fully trained in Illustrator and Photoshop. And, you know, I did it my own way, and I've, like, kind of, like, you know, done some reading to kind of, like, make my methods more efficient. And
so was the first editing software you used was Premiere?
For video?
Yeah.
No, probably for video, it's probably like iMovie.
iMovie?
But
you laugh, but I started with Movie Maker.
Yeah.
That's worse.
Yeah, oh, I've used Movie Maker. Final Cut is my favorite to work
with. Your favorite?
Final Cut, yeah. Oh,
okay. I use the Premiere Suites and I use Sony Vegas.
Yeah, it takes too long. I also have used After Effects before. It takes too long to buffer. I don't know. For some reason, it's way slower to edit in Adobe than it is in Final Cut for me.
Well, and After Effects is definitely slower.
Yeah.
The slowest just because you're doing all this crazy stuff. But Premiere Pro is pretty quick.
Yeah.
At least for me.
I'm not sure if I have that. I think I've done a little bit with it, but
After Effects is definitely slow. Like, I remember I had this little thing that I did. It's a Rubik's Cube, mm-hmm. and every time it turns around, it's a different face of another person.
Mm.
That to render alone took me, like, about 2 days.
Yeah.
But also because my RAM was horrible.
Yeah. Well, I was doing something where I was layering. I was recording straight into After Effects and layering the sounds to do, like, a cover of a song where I was playing all the instruments. Go on YouTube. Go to search my name, Lizzie Civitz. Search "Shake It Out." Scroll. Yeah, no. It's the fifth down below the questions about the Animal Kingdom thing. That.
Regrets collect like old friends. Here to relive your darkest moments. I can see no way.
That's awesome. You play accordion too?
Well, I just figured it out because it's just like piano chords. I think your GarageBand stopped recording.
Yeah, but I'm the photo was still going. I used to have so many windows open and shit.
Yeah.
I play that.
Just add another layer of Lizzie on that. I'm always dragging that horse around. So yeah, to do that, since I had so many different screens of video layered in After Effects, it just took fucking ever. And that's why some of them are, like, hidden even, because I didn't notice. Like, at some points, like, some of the video I recorded is, like, behind other videos, just because it, like, took so long to render. I couldn't see what was going on, but
Have you seen the guy, this dude from YouTube, Mike Tompkins? He does that exact same thing. He likes to do, like, music.
A lot of people do this, yeah. This is, like a common thing. I was being very emotional because I had gone through a breakup. And so I wanted to, like, I was just listening to the song and singing it all the time. And I was like, I just need to, like, I felt like I really connected with the lyrics. And I was like, I want to create, like, my version of this.
Did you send it to that person? Or, like,
no, I didn't send it. I didn't send it to her, but she saw it and, like, just sent me an email that was like, you're beautiful. I was like, all right. I mean, I didn't do it for her. I did it for me, you know?
Okay.
Because I just, like, it made me feel better because his words are so, like, empowering, I think. With the devil on your back.
And you did all this in GarageBand?
No, I didn't. After Effects. I didn't even mix the music. That's one of the reasons. I mean, the recording quality is really low. I recorded it, like, as a voiceover into After Effects. Mm. So I didn't mix it. There's no effects on any of the instruments or anything.
No, but that, at least for that, I would not use After Effects for that.
Yeah.
Like, I would totally do it in, like, Final Cut or something.
At the time, the only computer programs I had on my computer for video editing were GarageBand, and After Effects. And GarageBand, you can't do picture-in-picture like that. So I would have had to do one, export it, bring it in. You can only, like, layer two at a time. Mm-hmm. So I would have had to keep exporting it, bringing it back in, and layering it, which just would have been, like, fucking...
Because audio sucks so bad in After Effects, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
What I do is I all my audio stuff, I just do it in another program. And video-wise, anything visual that I want, I just do it in After Effects. But I don't like doing audio stuff in After Effects.
Yeah,
it's just too much of a pain, at least for me.
It was a stopgap solution. I did what I had to do, but it was not easy or user friendly. So I was happy with the way it turned out, but it could have been better.
Yeah, it looks awesome. You got 451 views, girl.
That's child's play.
Child's play.
What's the most views you've ever gotten on something?
The most views? Oh, I don't know, man.
Mine's pretty low. I have a friend. She has a web series. It just came out. 300,000 views on it. Isn't that insane? It's high.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You're in it?
No.
Oh, you're just your friend?
Just my friend. The biggest number of views I've gotten is like 6,000, which I was like happy about, but that's not, you know, that's not 300,000.
No, I got more. I just don't know because I've done videos since like 06, 07. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I've been.
So you've
just
gotten more than 300,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's the thing, it's just on random. Like, for example, it will be a video that I'm like, really? That video got that many views?
Yeah.
And it's a video I'm not necessarily proud of.
Is it, then they're all comedy?
No, it all depends. Like, I had, because I've done music videos, I've done comedy, sketches, the stand-up things that I post.
Right.
It all depends. Like, for example, one of my most popular stand-up bits that I have is one that it's not me. For me as a comedian, is me bombing.
Mm-hmm.
But I still got laughs and things. But yeah, for me, it's bombing. You know, it wasn't the laughs I wanted.
Yeah.
And I put like comedian. The title is like comedian gets booed off stage or whatever.
Oh right.
And like everybody in the comments just like, oh, you're horrible. You didn't get booed. You fucking liar. And like all these comments, and it went viral like really quick. But it's mainly like a bunch of hateful comments and tons of thumbs down.
Wait, how many views does it have? I want to see. I want to marvel at your views, Steve. I'm never gonna get the many views.
Let me see, comedian. Comedian gets booed off stage. There we go. Steve. Let's see. 64,000.
It's unreasonable.
64,279.
It's unreasonable. Just haters. 64,000 haters.
And that's the West Palm Beach Improv. And that was in 2009.
Was there anybody who was like, hey, I thought it was pretty good?
More than likely, I just don't read the comments anymore.
You didn't read all.
Because I was
how
like,
many comments are there?
Oh my god, tons. Because I have 56 likes and 523 thumbs down.
You got owned, but you put advertise. You monetized it.
Oh yeah.
How much have you made money from it?
Like $20.
That's better than nothing.
But still, yeah. But yeah, 556 comments. Who is this turd? Where's Simon Cowell when you need him? That wasn't funny. It sucked.
Probably shopping for a black t-shirt somewhere.
I missed the part when you were funny. I'm like, you know what? I said, let me just capitalize on all this hate.
Yeah. I mean, you made $20 off this hate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like your title is like comedian kills it.
Mm-hmm.
You're presenting this as like, I did shitty.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. It is shitty.
I even put, look. I even said, I use inappropriate material for this one, but I'm glad that I have this one on tape. And I'm promoting my MySpace, people. You see how old this shit is? I'm promoting MySpace.
Hey, all publicity is good publicity.
Oh, hey, good publicity, bad publicity, still publicity.
Exactly.
That's what
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that's not true for the Philippines, though.
Bringing it back. And on that note, Lizzie, is there anything you want to plug?
Yes. My website, LizzieCivitz.com.
LizzieCivitz.com. See, I made the jingle.
that's
just cut that
part. How much do I have to pay you for that? It's got three things on it. It's got the funny stuff, the serious stuff, and the artsy stuff. You can see whatever you want to see. You can look at my resume, my boring shit, my research that I did. You can look at my art, my design stuff, and you can look at my jokes and my comedy stuff. So feel free to check that out. It's kind of still under construction, so if you get sent to a page that makes no sense, sorry. I'll fix it today. Now I have a reason to...
You do your own website, right?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Who hosts it?
My dad is his own server.
Oh, cool. Mine's with Squarespace.
Yeah, Civitz Design. So I have, like, a couple different websites, but LizzieCivitz.com leads to all of them. Civitz Design. Because I don't want, like, if I'm applying for a design job, I don't want to be like, hey, here's this link to, like, my comedy. Like, I don't want them to see me being, like, a douchebag on tape. So I say, like, oh, go to Civitz Design. But so that site, CivitzDesign.com, that's Squarespace. Because I was just like, fuck it. I don't want to, like, do it. but I've done the web design stuff and... But Squarespace is so easy and user-friendly. This podcast brought to you by Squarespace. I want to...
Not really.
I wish.
Hey, Squarespace, if you want to sponsor me, hit
sponsor
me up.
It.
But also Twitter and Facebook and
Twitter.
Google Plus.
Twitter, yeah, okay. My Twitter handle is at LizzieCiv. And I only have, like, 200 followers. You have so many fucking Twitter followers.
I know.
How did you do that? What the... How do you do this? You're killing it.
I've been doing Twitter since a long time. Ricky Martin finds me on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Well, luckily, since I started being in L.A., I had Paul Provenza followed me, and Judy Gold followed me, and those are two amazing stand-ups with over 17,000 followers, so I'm very proud of those two things. And now I feel so much pressure every time I tweet anything. Like, what if they see it?
I thought about that way, but in a way, it's your Twitter. It's your universe.
Yeah,
tweet whatever you want.
Twit.
You know, sometimes you gotta give no fucks, like Miley Cyrus.
Has your number of Ricky Martin tweets increased exponentially since he followed you?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to him in a more positive light. Like, before, I used to say, oh, this gay motherfucker, whatever.
Right. Well, he actually is gay.
Yeah, he's gay. But that was before he came out.
Wow, so you were, but it wasn't even, you meant it in an insulting way, but he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling people. I'm trying to spread the word.
Yeah, but I did some work for his foundation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that's how we became friends.
Living La Vida Loca.
Living La Vida Loca. And basically, if you go to his Twitter, he has like, what, 10 million followers?
Yeah,
whatever
crazy.
It is.
It's crazy.
And he follows only like 200 people. And when you go, it's
an
like
honor.
Kim Kardashian, Britney Spears,
Steve
Kanye West, and then Steve Dess.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Whoa.
Killing it, Steve. You're killing it. Glad to know you.
I became a celebrity when that happened. Like, tons of my friends were like,
you
oh
jumped off
God.
To the A-list.
Ricky Martin's following you on Twitter. Some of them were like, you better be careful. He wants that.
I want Amanda Bynes to follow me on Twitter.
Amanda Bynes? I don't think she tweets anymore. She tweets anymore?
No, but I still want her to.
I think she's getting her stuff together.
She's,
I haven't heard
she's
nothing
She's following
about
like 10 people, and one of them's Barack Obama, and I think that's funny.
I just thought everything she said about Rihanna and Drake.
Oh, my
just
God. She wants Drake to murder her vagina.
Was just absolutely hilarious. And then calling Rihanna like an... like an ugly African kid or whatever
it
is. Like,
it's fucking insane. Gotta go, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming,
Lizzie. Thank you for letting me plug my stuff. At LizzieCiv, follow me. Go to my website. LizzieCivitz.com. LizzieCivitz, as in zebra.com.
Go and check it out. And after that, after you check all her Lizzie stuff, go to SteveDess.com for everything Steve Dess wise. Lizzie's stuff is going to be there, detailed breakdown. So you guys just have to click and don't have to put your, you know, notepad down every time Lizzie's saying, like, okay, follow me here. You know, you don't have to do that. Just go to SteveDess.com and just click.
And then go to Squarespace.com and create a beautiful website with Squarespace.
With Squarespace.
Your internet solution.
We are not in any way, shape, or form sponsored by Squarespace.
I'm sure they would hate it that we're even talking about
Oh,
that.
Yeah. They will hate
those
it
those
so
motherfuckers.
Much. But yeah, guys, this has been Steve Dess and the Steve Dess Island Podcast. I want to give a high five to Lizzie for being such an awesome trooper and coming all the way from England to do this podcast.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, the one way. I'm just trying to make it a little more important than what it is. But yeah, guys, I'll see you next time with a brand new Steve Dess Island Podcast.
Listening to the Steve Dess Island Podcast. Be sure to visit SteveDess.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at SteveDesTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDesShow. See you next time.